Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Myers is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, M-Y-E-R-S is how you spell his last name. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, Inc., ISITN.com is the website. He's the author of a couple of books, including the award-winning Keep Swinging and also Hitting the Curveballs. That's the second book in that. Those books are all about his life and love as the CEO, entrepreneur of a business he started from scratch. And he's just like you and me. He's a real-life small business owner. Jay, thanks again for being here. And we're talking about strategic planning for 2015. You gave us some insights into thank you for the candor and the honesty, Jay. This is what I love about our Brain Trust folks, is, you know, if they've made a mistake, you can know about it. If they've had good times, bad times, they don't just go around. They can't come on this show and brag about how smart they are. They gotta tell us about when they messed up too. And Jay, thank you for giving us a dose of reality from your business. That really makes a difference for folks, and I appreciate that, and thank you for that.
Glad to do it, Jim.
So let's get back into some of the strategic planning that you think, Jay, I was a one-person operation for a year or so, a couple of years. You probably were too back in the beginning. So you know, even little shops need strategic planning, don't they?
Well, they really do. And as entrepreneurs and small business owners, you know, I get it that a lot of us, you know, it's in my DNA that you typically, you know, one of the reasons why you want to be independent is you want to be sort of like non-corporate.
Yeah.
You don't want to have all these meetings and all these, you know, sophisticated things.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is my business is going to be 19 years old in March, so in a few months here. And, you know, there's just an opportunity to, you have to grow up, and you have to really realize that there's, to be sustainable in today's environment, you've just got to be better than you ever have been before. And, you know, in years gone by, Jim, we've actually outsold a lot of our problems. We've just sold so much stuff that we didn't look at things like processes and how we do things and design and implementation. And frankly, Jim, in the last few years, we spilled money that we shouldn't have done had we been better,
mm-hmm.
you know, about doing planning and the things that as a business and everything, having more discipline and so on.
And we can't afford, as precious as capital is, for us, every halfpenny of profit, we can't afford to let that get away from us, can we?
We can't, Jim. And so here's an example of something. One of my folks in my design and engineering VP, it's been with me a million years, like 17 of the 18 that we've been around. And so we were talking about this today. If we can improve our margins, just without spilling things, in our case, a couple of points. Jim, do the math on this. Let's say a couple of points, 2% on $15, $16 million. You're talking about some real money. You're talking about $300,000-$400,000 that we could be putting to the bottom line to buy equipment, to grow the business, the profit share, all those good things that people want, raises and everything. Just a couple of points. And is that realistic? We think it is. We just have got to look at being more efficient. And part of our process and our strategic planning is to get there. And frankly, to have open dialogue with all of our departments about contributing to that goal.
Well, and the more elements you have in your business, the more parts, moving parts in your business, the more there is the potential for waste, for spilling things, as you said. I keep reminding my audience something I keep having to remind myself about in my own operation. Something a mentor told me once decades ago. He said, if you'll watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
I absolutely agree with that. And in our business, I think it's critical for us because as we look at it, we've had some dramatic growth, Jim. You know that through the years.
Yep.
And it's been interesting to see these things happen and very inspiring. But I think at this point, as we look at the landscape, the competitive landscape, the industry changes and all, we're looking at saying our growth may be modest on the top line revenue in the future. It's very likely that's going to be the case. What can we do as a business day to day to run it more efficiently so that we can impact the bottom line, which the reality is that's the one you want to worry about anyway, right?
Right.
How much profit you make in your business. So that's something that's going to be very important to us. We're going to spend about 2.5 days off-site. University of Memphis has got an executive center and things, and we're going to do some things there to try to really get our business tightened up and running more efficiently. And as I told our staff, I said, there's only one rule here, which is check your egos at the door.
Yeah.
And that's
now, are you bringing in anybody to help you? Are you seeking assistance from any outside sources?
Well, I was looking at that, and so we have actually decided to kind of try to do some of this with some framework from an outside source. But we're going to run the meeting on our own, but with a framework.
But you're going to use somebody else's track to kind of that way you've injected some kind of a dispassionate perspective on what you're doing, so you don't get too much incestuous ideas. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a really great idea, and again, we considered it, and what we decided was to sort of meet it halfway. We've got outside consulting that's helping us, but
right.
They're not going to physically be in the meeting.
Right, right. Well done. Hey, Jay, thanks again for being here. Let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
I agree, Jim. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks
for having me on the show.
Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen. ISITN.com is his website. Don't forget to check out his books wherever books are sold. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.